Welcome to The Ugly Truth.
Step one, train the people only to consume. Step two, infiltrate adults with the news. Step three, indoctrinate the children through the schools and the music and the apps on the phones that they use. Step four, separate the right from the left. Step five, separate the white from the black. Step six, separate the rich from the poor. Use religion and equality to separate them more. Step seven, fabricate a problem made a lie. Step eight, put it on the news every night. Step nine, when people start to fight and divide, take control. This is called situation. Design.
They can't stop us, 'cause we're ready to fight. Trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and then you against me.
We're with you, Tom. We will not back down. This is The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
All right, well, this is The Ugly Truth, and tonight it's going to be an episode about natural disasters, actually. And there is a lot of controversy in that, just from a natural standpoint, by thinking of how many strange things have happened in the month of February here already in the year of 2024. I know in 2021, the state of Texas and other places, but especially the state of Texas, was frozen, completely froze out, where 70 people died. That was in 2021, right? Here we are in 2024, and Texas is on fire. In fact, Nebraska's on fire, Oklahoma's on fire. So many places around the country that are experiencing February wildfires. These winter wildfires are causing a lot of wasteland. There are also some other weather phenomenon that are happening, and that is tornado season has started early in so many different places, and we'll cover that in a different article. But for this one, we're going to talk about winter wildfire wasteland. So let's get started on tonight's episode here. The ugly truth of the destructive damage of fire. You know, I've always known just how bad fire was. You know, I mean, actually, I've kind of admired fire in a way, or respected fire very much so, because fire is so destructive and so unpredictable and unforgiving. It has its own qualities and aspects of how it acts and reacts, but it is truly unforgiving. It's relentless. It knows no bounds. Our episode from last March on the Maui fires still has us thinking about the power and the nature of fire. It's just unfathomable the amount of damage that the Lahaina fires did. But these Texas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma wildfires are just as incredible. On that episode in the Maui fires, on this episode tonight, we're going to explore the massive, nearly simultaneous wildfires in three states that I just mentioned that all started on February 26, 2024. Let's start with Nebraska. These are pictures from Region 26 Management, and I'll briefly show these, and then we'll jump over to another article. I believe this is from the Betty's Way fire. There were several fires throughout central Nebraska. Look at that. That is just an incredible picture there. Holy cow. Look at how much flame there is from such a distance. Jeez. That was an incredible fire out there in Nebraska. Of course, we want to thank Main Street Market for the great produce and the history of treating people right there at Panhandle Co-op or Main Street Market. 3-day sale going on still through tomorrow, if you're listening to this tonight on live. There's some more destruction. There used to be a nice pasture.
Now it's nothing.
So, is that windmill? I guess that windmill must be iron, huh? Must be aluminum or iron, huh?
Yeah.
A massive smoke there. And then we have some everyday wildfire prevention tips here, of course. Let's just go over them just briefly here. Make sure you have 10-foot radius around campfires, any burning brush, etc. Never leave fires unattended and always properly extinguish. And if you think pouring water on the top of a fire is going to make sure it's out, you are so wrong. Mm-mm. Because so many times when we've gone camping, we've actually, it's just what we have to do. But you take a shovel and you just dig underneath that fire that you thought you put out, those coals will be glowing still red hot.
Yep, still hot.
Also, use grills and smokers on gravel or paved surfaces. Never toss lit cigarettes on the ground. You shouldn't be smoking anyway, but never toss lit cigarettes on the ground. Put ashes in a metal container with a lit lid, with a tight lid, excuse me. You don't want the lid to be lit. You want it to be tight. Keep water stored near campfires, so keep some water nearby. We usually have a 5-gallon bucket near a campfire, if at least, maybe two. Fire pits, grills, smokers, burning brush, etc. Keep that water supply around all of those things. Also, this is important in several of the fires in central Nebraska, at least two of the fires. Mm-hmm. Maintain vehicles so that any kind of vehicles don't cause a spark or heat underneath it and spark a fire on the dry brush. Mm-hmm. So make sure that your tires and brakes and they all have secure chains so they don't avoid dragging, you know, so they do avoid dragging on highways and spark things.
Yep.
And also don't drive on dry grass or brush. Do you know that if you just take a hot car off the highway and you just drive over to a nearby park and they don't have any parking and you park on the side of the road because it's okay there. It's all, everybody's at the park, so it's okay. You park on the side of the road, whether it's a highway or a side road.
Mm-hmm.
And what's on the side of that road?
Brush.
Grass.
Yeah.
And so your hot car is super hot.
Wow.
And it's inches from the ground. And you park on top of that dry grass and expect it not to be a danger?
I never thought of that.
It's a serious danger.
I've never thought of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also here on mowing, water your lawn and keep your grass, keep your grass cut. Mow your lawn early in the morning and when it's not windy or excessively dry. Because actually cutting anything with a blade at high speed creates heat.
Duh.
And can spark the thing that you're cutting. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So some good everyday wildfire prevention tips. So many different things to think about. Let's look at some more of that damage over Nebraska. You know, serious damage. And for any of those folks who did experience damage, there is a press release from Brandon Myers here at Region 51 Emergency. Several agencies came together to battle blazes across Nebraska on Tuesday, including the Nebraska State Patrol and the Nebraska National Guard. There were so many agencies. In fact, Melanie from Midwest Melanie, Midwest Media by Melanie, mm-hmm. had an entire list of all of the firefighter agencies that came together to assist. But according to Region 51 Emergency Manager Brandon Myers, the Betty's Way fire consumed over 70,000 acres in Lincoln and Custer County as of 4 p.m. on Tuesday, and they ended up just over 70,000 on that one.
Wow.
Now, we'll talk about, this is huge damage here, but we'll talk about the Texas one later in just a moment here, and it was 10 times this size. This is just incredible to think about. Here's the press release about the wildfire response. And let's back up and take a look at some of those pictures here. This was a picture of the Nebraska agencies coming together into a convoy and heading east to help.
That's cool.
And backing up, yeah, that was the emergency numbers to call for relief. And donations can be directed, all that. Just check, my suggestion right now is Midwest Melanie, or Midwest Media by Melanie is doing such a good job covering this. For any kind of donations or follow-up on the Nebraska fires, right now we're going to recommend you go see her page. We get a lot of our information from her, and she gets her information from us. We work together on a lot of things. In fact, we're building her website for her. So we'll be have no problem sending you to her website to get these updates. Mm-hmm. So go to Midwest Media by Melanie to see a lot of this information on the relief effort. On the screen now, you see some thermal pictures. These are from thermal drones.
Oh.
So fighting wildfires is a major team effort. One way our troopers helped was with their thermal drone flights. Some fires are easy to spot, but the thermal drones can locate hot spots much more difficult to see. Troopers alert firefighters or Nebraska National Guard pilots to then attack those areas. Isn't that cool?
That is
they
cool.
They couldn't even see that. They didn't even know that fire was there.
Wow.
Now on this one, same thing. Look at that.
Yeah, you only see the one little spark there.
Mm-hmm. So now, I didn't put the State Patrol vehicle in there, but the State Patrol vehicle also showed that the vehicle was appearing hot or glowing.
Oh.
And that's because it was running. It was an engine that had been running.
Right.
And it was cold out.
Uh-huh.
And so it was hotter than its outside environment.
Right. Right.
So, like I said, Midwest Melanie, as I call her, many people do, did a great job keeping people updated on all the North Platte area wildfires. So here's a quick timeline, and we'll go through this real quick here for you. You could just scroll down. Started out 1 p.m. Tuesday. She had an update there. Crews were on scene all day. Here's a photo by Gail Hopping, or actually Gale Force Pro, taken on Monday. So wow. It was Monday and Tuesday. Of course, Tuesday was the aftermath she was reporting on there.
Mm-hmm.
Here was her list. Again, this was from the press release, the resources available for those impacted. Those can be found on our website at diggingdeeper.net, or, like I said, jump on over to Midwest Media by Melanie. She's doing a good job keeping us up to date with really current information, and she's on the ground out there in Midwest Nebraska, in central Nebraska. This photo was taken by Southwest Mutual Aid strike team around 3 a.m. Tuesday morning from north of Brady. That was a pretty scary one.
Mm.
And then there was the scanner page. No, I'm not talking about the Scottsbluff County scanner or Panhandle scanner page. Nope. I'm talking about the Dawson County scanner. Mm. Yeah, I'm talking about you guys out there. Hi. Hey. The Dawson County scanner did an exceptional job of alerting people during the critical fire response in real time.
That's awesome.
There was some controversy about a local emergency management team that was telling people that they didn't need to evacuate when the State Patrol was saying it on the scanner. The scanner was repeating it, and they were having a little tussle over who was right. Well, if the State Patrol says it on the scanner, emergency management should be hearing the same thing that the scanner people are, that we are,
Yeah. That
everybody is. It's public information. The agencies need to coordinate. We'll leave it at that. We back the blue. We respect the agencies, but we keep them accountable, and we call them out when they do silly things like don't communicate about who needs to be evacuated.
Mm-hmm.
There were people in the thread underneath the Dawson County scanner that were actually scared for their life and were complaining that why weren't we alerted by Custer County management?
Well, Custer County isn't Dawson County. And
no, but look, it burned.
Oh.
It burned land in both counties. Let's scroll back up here. It was in the press release. It says, yeah, right up here. Make sure of that. Make sure I'm correct here. Is that press release right here, or was it back?
It's all the way at the top.
Yeah, there it is.
Custer counties, yep.
Yeah. In Lincoln and Custer counties, yeah. So
70,000 acres.
Huh? 71,000 acres burned in those two counties. So there was reason to evacuate at least some people, wherever they were. Whoops. Let's go ahead and pull that screen back up so we can see the rest of that. And one property was a total loss, house and vehicles. Praying for all the people involved there.
Wow.
State Fire Marshal pinpointed the cause of the fire. It was caused by mowing operations.
Wow.
The Betty's Way fire, the huge one, either by a blade or a bearing on a motor that got too hot. Uh-huh. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. Now, the situation involving the fireworks at Lake Maloney, that was true. That was a separate incident and completely unrelated to the Betty's Way fire. So that's our coverage on Nebraska. I think we better jump back over to the next state before we run out of time on this coverage. The next state we want to cover is the devastating losses in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma had some too.
Smokehouse Creek, Windy Deuce. These were all called out today too, or on the 1st, on yesterday, which was Friday, the day we usually are live. Today is Saturday. We're live because there was a power outage here in Texas at the time of broadcast last night. So the Smokehouse Creek fire there, 1 million acres.
Wow.
1 million. This is in Oklahoma. It's not even the big one in Texas.
All right.
Containment was only at 15% on the first. Lower, the origin was around Stinnett, Texas. We know people there. Started on the 26th. It's under investigation. 108 total personnel worked on it. 29 engines. 7 dozers. Then there was the Windy Deuce fire, 142,000 acres, started in, anywhere from Masterton to Fritch City, Texas. That was in Texas. Oh, so I intertwined some Texas in here because Oklahoma went down to aid. That's called mutual aid. And in fact, one of the articles that I wrote was about mutual aid and the importance of it. So very important for the mutual aid to occur. Grapevine Creek fire, 30,000 acres. So what has happened here is we've had a lot of hay that's been burned and a lot of animals that are going hungry. So we had an emergency relief effort conducted by just so many agencies, and they've come together to supply farmers with and ranchers with the hay that they need that was burned out. The Southern Area Blue Complex Incident Management Team assisted the Unified Command with Texas A&M Forest Service, the National Park Service, and impacted county judges in managing the Smokehouse Creek, Windy Deuce, and Grapevine Creek fires beginning at 6 a.m. on Friday, March 1st. With the Smokehouse Creek fire, engine crews will begin, they strengthened control lines and mop up along the perimeter of the fire. And the Windy Deuce fire, dozer engines did a lot of the work there. They have a weather and fire behavior update, told about the major closures and the burn bans, of course. There's an email address there for anybody that needs assistance. And back to the idea about all the farmers having the hay burned out.
Mm-hmm.
These are the pictures I wanted to show you here. There is a major hay relief effort going on down the highway. Some people are showing videos of truck after truck after truck after truck after truck of huge loads of hay, like these large round bales that are being transported to farmers and ranchers in areas that need it the most.
That's reminiscent of Kansas a couple years ago.
Really is. Yeah. Really is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
that community is so good about that.
And that was said by somebody. It's just so amazing how the ag community shows so much love for each other that it's not even questioned. Everybody just, it's all made possible by donations and people. None of this was by like emergency federal aid or U.S. grants. We don't wait around for that in the country, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't wait around for that crap. We just go get it done and our friends help out.
Right.
So in Texas, though, we did have a lot of good coverage from the live storm chasers. They call themselves LSC a lot, so you'll see LSC on some of our posts, photos by or permission by. Live storm chasers. These are new photos from the Tuesday night flight showing the apocalyptic view over the Texas Panhandle.
Wow.
So I said to myself, Here we go again. Somebody's talking about apocalypse, okay? It's end times. Well, we are too on our next segment.
Yeah, that's true.
It's our book. We've been talking about the end times for quite some time.
But look at those pictures.
This is the largest wildfire in Texas history. These photos were used in permission by Joe Sweeney through Live Storm Chasers. Look at that flight over Texas. Also, another post was a family was evacuating and it took them an hour to go 15 miles. They lived in Briscoe, which is between Wheeler and Canadian, Texas.
Wow.
And it was about 30 minutes ago. This is the picture there. Taylor Reeder is the one who supplied this permission from Taylor Reeder here. Just gray. Just you can't hardly see anything. And again, just a few, and these are small on the screen here, but this historic wildfire in Texas, you can see the footprint of it. Not the white part, but the dark, burned out part.
Wow.
In the second photo here. And then, of course, we had our tips again. But yeah, there is just an apocalyptic view of all of these fires that are going on in places and in times that aren't normal. It is highly unusual to have wildfires in February, unless I'm wrong. I guess we could do a lot more research on it, but I think the common man, common person would say that most of the wildfires are going to start in the months where it's the hottest.
Well, you would think so. I mean, that makes sense.
February is typically not the hottest or even the windiest.
Yeah.
Remember, it's March and April, right?
Right. Well, and you know, there are questionable fires that went off in Chile, too.
Oh, were there?
Yes. That were very similar to Lahaina. Oh. And again, it was a smart city.
Yeah, that was a lot of fishiness in that. I cannot recognize at this point any
fishiness in any of
any conspiracy in these fires. We got right down to the fact that there were some kids starting some fires that did cause some damage, I believe.
In Nebraska,
and that there were two other fires caused by different means. And neither one of them were by the kids. There were three different
reasons.
Causes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of different reasons for fires, but the fishy things that we heard about from Lahaina, like the spontaneous lightning storms during a non-thunderstorm period, you know, and just lightning balls in the sky and EMP type of reactions with all the electronics going out and lightning strikes and things like that. It wasn't any of that. It was just normal causes, I believe, this time.
Right. Well, but, you know, the questionable part is the fact that the weather has not been what it used to be.
No.
And I think it's because, you know, they mess with weather in one spot, it's going to affect another spot.
Yes. You know, and what we're talking about, messing with weather, you think that they can't control weather. You think that might be a conspiracy, but please realize that it's the farthest thing from a conspiracy when over 130, almost to the day 6 years ago, let's say 136 years ago, discovery was made on how to manipulate the weather. In the 1800s, folks, in the 1800s, they knew how to manipulate the weather. When we moved to Texas here in 2012, they were already a few years into their weather manipulation program at Shepherd Air Force Base, where they were cloud seeding. This is nothing new. They were talking about cloud seeding in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, if they did, and if they may have already done it as well, but I know they did it here. We know they did it here. And so this is no conspiracy. The government, including the station called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, has been in existence for a long time. So look it up yourself. The most important thing again, and we appreciate the listener who commented on our latest episode last week and said that the most important thing we said on the episode was for people to think for themselves and to do their own research.
Yes.
So shout out to that comment and that inspiration there. Thank you for listening and for commenting. And I think that should wrap it up for us for The Ugly Truth. We hated to bring such a fiery song to you at the beginning there, but felt it was appropriate with Ashes to Ashes. But in no way did we want to bring any light to the seriousness of the subject matter at hand, because these winter wildfires have created a lot of devastation and a lot of destruction, and a lot of people have been left without land, livestock, or property, and a life. So we pray for them, and we ask that you do the same thing.
And if you have anything else to help them with, go ahead and...
Again, go to Midwest Media by Melanie on Facebook, or go to diggingdeeper.net, diggingdeeper.net on the web, anywhere you can get the internet. Just go to it to read more.
And thank you for listening to The Ugly Truth, because
they can't stop us, because we're ready to fight, trying to brainwash us, but we won't let freedom die. The whole world's brainwashed.
Everybody pick a team, start a riot in the streets.
The whole world's brainwashed.
It's us against them, and then you against me.
The Ugly Truth. Hard to listen to, but impossible to ignore.
Ever watch someone sleeping and hear them snoring or stop breathing? Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Good restorative sleep is the key to a happy life and the foundation of good health. Need a sleep study? Choose Western Sleep Medicine. Rediscover the rest you need. Our philosophy is simple. Do the right thing and do it every time. Through the years, we've earned the trust of many, and we hope to meet you if you need our help. Western Sleep Medicine. Western CPAP Supply and Sweet Dreams Sleep Clinic. Quietly changing lives one night at a time.